BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Here is Tuesday's Scott Mills Daily. We talk more about hot jobs. Ramesh Ranganathan plays Inyo Nabingo, and it's great because we actually managed to make a really funny comedian laugh a lot. And Charlie Sloth on Real or No Real with some breaking news about Honey G.
Scott Mills, BBC Radio.
I saw a picture of you last night on social in a tux.
Yeah, it's a rare outing for my tuxedo.
Yeah, where were you?
I was at the Attitude Awards last night.
Ah, yes, you did say you were going there. Yeah, how was it?
All the stars.
Good?
Yeah, really, really good.
Is that one where you do the red carpet and it's like lots of photos and stuff like that? Is it one of those? Or do you try and sneak in, sort of?
I'll be honest, I snuck in, yeah.
Do you?
It's not for me, that really, all that.
Yeah, because sometimes, like, I've walked past the cinema in the centre of town here where it's been really busy, right, with premieres.
Yeah.
And it looks so intimidating.
Oh, yeah, it's not for me. I just like to sneak in. It was a really fun event last night. I was sat next to Rebecca Ferguson off of The X Factor.
Oh, yeah.
Remember her?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And she said she wasn't feeling well halfway through.
Oh, so did you try and move seats?
Well, no, it just made me feel on edge all night because she was like, oh, I've got a terrible head cold, so I might go home back to Liverpool. Would you do me a ward for me? And because I'm nice, I was like, of course. So she went, just left, and I was like, okay, I don't know what award it is, but any second now they're going to call me up on stage. So I'm on edge, just like gently sipping some water, thinking, oh God, it's going to be me any second.
What do you mean, do the award? Accept it on her behalf?
No, she was presenting an award to someone. But she didn't really tell me the details. She was like, I'm off now, bye. Oh, okay.
That's you all over. You just say yes.
Yeah, I was like, fine,
often.
Of course. Didn't ask any details. So then an hour goes by and I'm like, any second now they're going to call me up. It never happened.
But did they call Rebecca Ferguson up?
No.
And that's your cue to go up?
No.
So what's she talking about?
I don't know. But I was on edge thinking, oh, I'm going to be on stage any second now. And didn't happen all night. And then it all finished and that was the end.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Looking forward to Inyo Nabingo today because we've got someone that's not been on before. It's Ramesh Ranganathan and he's got a new series of Asian Provocateur, which starts tomorrow. So what they're doing is on BBC Three, every Wednesday at 10 a.m., they provide another episode. So it's the first one tomorrow. At 10 a.m. on BBC Three, 6 episodes in total. New one goes live every Wednesday at 10 a.m. You know him, right?
Yeah, Ramesh is awesome. Yeah, I've met him a few times, and he's so funny, and he's one of those that's just naturally funny.
Yeah,
and it almost sounds offensive, but he's got funny bones.
He says as well that he owes quite a lot to Sean Walsh because he kind of recommended him for jobs when he was like coming up through the ranks doing stand up.
I think he used to support Sean Walsh, if I remember it right. And now there's cases where it's the other way around.
Yeah. So in this series, anyway, he's travelling the world again to meet family members. This time he's meeting family who left Sri Lanka to settle in North America to see what life may have been like if his parents hadn't chosen Crawley in West Sussex.
Yeah. It's so funny. There's clips from this that I've seen floating around Twitter and it's so funny. I think it's his mum that he invited to the BAFTAs and it's one of the funniest things I've seen in ages.
That's right. And his mum is coming along with him on this one as well because she's always wanted to go to North America.
Yeah.
So Ramesh is on at 1:45 on Innuendo Bingo. You can listen and watch. The cameras will be on.
BBC Radio 1.
Daily.
I'm sure there's something we promised to do for a listener this week, and I can't remember what it is, and it's really bugging me. Can you remember what it is?
I think it's the lads that were doing the FIFA tournament. At the
end that's
of the week.
It.
Sorry, Wiz Khalifa tournament.
Yeah. How are we getting on with that?
Yeah, well, didn't they say that they wanted me to make an intro for it?
They want like a massive intro, so it's like it feels big, like Olympic big, you know?
But it's this weekend, isn't it?
I believe is it Friday
That's
night?
Fine. Well, we're on Tuesday, aren't we? So we've got loads of time.
Yeah, we are. It was just bugging me. I was like, I'm sure we'd arrange for something or like we'd organise something for someone. And I don't want to let them down.
Fairly certain you promised to provide the catering.
Oh, I did as well. I promised nice sandwiches as well.
Yeah.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Ramesh Ranganathan coming up on Innuendo Bingo. It's so weird doing a radio show when there's someone dressed in a robe opposite you. It's so odd.
We should maybe all try this. There's something kind of liberating about it, just wearing a robe.
Are you getting ready for Thursday? Oh no, I've said it!
That's what we're doing then, is it? After the show.
Well, you know that.
Yeah, I
just didn't
I wasn't
want me
sure
to say, I'm so sorry.
Yeah, it was. Yeah.
Just a quick spa evening, that's all we're doing.
I can't even feign the surprise with it. It's been completely arranged by you.
Yes. I've arranged it, but I guess it's just something that you wouldn't probably want to be on radio in that. So, and I did put it out there yesterday going, oh, what do you think we're all doing on Thursday? And no one guessed it.
Is it a
but that's what's happening.
But is it a relaxing event that we're doing? Or is it one of those places that you go where they put threads through your eyebrows and stuff like that?
No, no, it's definitely relaxing. 100% relaxing. Yeah. I've put relaxed. I've put Chris relaxed down in my diary, which is a bit odd.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Ramesh is here. Hello.
Hello, hello, hello.
You okay?
I'm good, mate. How are you?
Yeah, I'm really good. I thought, did you get a little bit lost in this building? It's crazy. It's like between the 7th and 8th floor, I thought we'd lost you for a while.
Yeah, I did get lost, yeah. And basically, every time I leave somebody that's sort of my guardian, it's 50-50 whether I'm going to make it back or not. That's what I've discovered.
He's here now. It's fine.
Have you gone fully showbiz now? Is that how it is? It's like someone, you've got someone to lead you around.
Well, I've never been able to, even before I did stand up, I've never been able to navigate anything on my own. So that's something I've always had to have. Yeah.
Okay. So new series starts tomorrow. Well, it's out tomorrow on BBC Three, Asian Provocateur. Now you're off around the world to meet your family again, right?
Yes.
America this time.
Correct, yeah.
And your mum comes with you, but don't you try and get rid of her?
Yeah, well, initially, not try and get rid of her. Like, it's not... Basically, I just think that there's certain things. If you're trying to enjoy a trip, because obviously going around America is a fun thing to do, but saying then with your mum is like a punchline, isn't it? Do you know what I mean? That is how you ruin a trip to America. So I just sort of said to her, let's try and do some stuff separately, but she just wasn't up for it. It was a massive test of the relationship.
She's so funny.
But
she's funny because of how frustrated you get at her. There's this amazing scene, Scott, where they go for a meal, right? They go to an Indian restaurant.
Yes.
And so Ramesh just picks something off the menu, and his mum, to go slightly jazzy with it, decides that she wants some noodles.
Right.
And vegetables, but this really winds him up,
right?
Because he's like, "Look, just pick something from the menu. You don't need to do it like that."
Oh.
They're so funny.
No,
together.
But it's not just that, mate. It's the fact that she then accuses me of being boring.
Yeah.
For choosing
boring.
Something from the menu. But that is how a restaurant works. it'd be like her like standing up and going, "Why are you sitting? Why? What are you doing?" Like that's how it works, mum. You sit at a table and you order off the menu and you eat.
I couldn't do that with my mum. Yeah. I couldn't go away
it's
like
hard.
That.
It's hard. And then I get abused for being rude to my mum, but.
Yeah, you know, it's not that you're rude to her. You come across like any son does, like snappy with their mum.
Just
like
snapping a bit.
When she went to the BAFTAs with you and you're talking to her about that, you know, it's lovely that your mum goes and enjoys your success, you know, and you seem to find this so frustrating.
No, mate, listen, let's clear this up, okay? So you go to the BAFTAs, you take your mum, which first of all is an unacceptable thing to have to do. So, and then the whole time, she doesn't care about being at the BAFTAs, she wants to meet Idris Elba the whole time.
Yeah.
That's all she talks about. And all she talked about the whole time. So I didn't win the award. Obviously, you're a bit gutted. You know, it was an honour to be nominated, but obviously you want to sort of rub it in the face of the other nominees if you win. I didn't. And then she's like, oh, why won't you let me meet Idris Elba? I don't care about Idris Elba. I've just lost.
I've just lost.
Yeah. So, you know, that's frustrating because that's all she cared about. It's annoying.
Are you ready for today's Inuna Bingo?
Yes, I think so.
Chris is wearing a robe, which I'm sorry about that. It's a bit weird to first like walk in on that. You get lost between the 7th and 8th floor, and then you walk in and there's some man having a spa day in the studio. Sorry
I don't know
that.
What's worse, the fact he's wearing a robe and it's just, the fact that he's wearing a regular belt with the robe.
What's that?
There was no robe. You know those sort of robey belts you get with a robe? We couldn't find that. The problem is there's a lack of fancy dress here on the 8th floor.
Right.
Increasingly so, because we use it a lot for innuendo bingo as like emergency dress-up clothes.
Right.
Because otherwise then you're sitting here for the whole show in wet clothes.
Okay, got you.
This one, I didn't have any spare boxers or any other clothes.
So you're naked under there?
Yeah, so it just made sense to just do that.
You're naked under there?
Yeah, he is, yeah.
Everyone seems to find this offensive. I'm wearing a robe. There is a clothing element on me, isn't it? But it just your mind frame changes when it's just a robe.
It's just because I know that you're just hanging loose. It changes it? The whole vibe of me. Even as I'm talking to you now, I feel slightly uncomfortable.
But I don't know that you're not doing that just under your
Yeah, but the assumption is, whatever choice I make, I haven't told you. I now know that you're naked under the robe. It doesn't matter what I'm wearing, does it? Because I've not told anyone.
Well, this is going to be a great Inuna Bingo, I think.
The Scott Mills Daily.
And the cameras are on.
It's time to witness the wetness. This is Innuendo Bingo.
Ramesh Ranganathan is playing Innie on the Bingo today, and you can watch it on the Radio 1 website right now on your phone, computer, laptop, tablet, etc. How are you feeling, Ramesh, okay?
I feel really good, yeah. Thank you.
Yeah, it's okay. June on Twitter. Hi, June. Or John, sorry, says, Innie on the Bingo on Radio 1 with one of my favourite comedians is exactly what I need while I'm a bit ill at work. Enjoy. Okay. Water, please, lads.
You've seen how this game works, Ramesh.
First of all, can we just address that guy? If he's ill, he shouldn't be going to work.
It's a girl.
Spread it around.
True, it's a girl as well. That's okay, well,
even worse.
There.
Even worse.
Okay.
Water, please. Now, first, we're going over to Gardener's Question Time. As much as you can fit in there, please, on Radio 4, Gardener's Question Time. Now, last time on the show, we met this man.
I'm Dick Soper from Great Sexham.
I don't know where they're getting these people from, but they are amazing. So let me just ask you a question, Chris, Ramesh. If you were a mole, would this not put you off?
Who's got our first question, please?
My name is Roger Payne, and I come from North Worcestershire. I've tried a number of methods to persuade a persistent mole to go away. These have included granules, windmills, and a battery-driven vibrator.
Roger Payne there on Gardener's Question Time.
And a battery-driven vibrator.
Now, he's, of course, talking about the lesser-known mole chaser or... mole vibrator, available at all good garden centres. That's an actual thing.
And a battery-driven vibrator.
Just get rid of the moles. I think it worked. Water, please. We're going into Channel 4 next. And it's one of the continuity announcers. You know, between the programmes that tell you what's coming up next. Mm. Now, they have to get a lot of information in quite a short amount of time, don't they? And this turned out to be quite the mouthful.
So if you want more smooch disasters and hold my hand, first dates get all caught up on All Four. Next tonight, live and joined by Ellie Simmons, Johnny Peacock, Cock.
Oh, Chris, you messed yourself there. Hard to get it right, though, sometimes.
Johnny Peacock, Cock.
The problem is, it was the correction that went wrong.
Johnny Peacock, Cock.
Yeah. Water, please. Lots of it. Next, we're going to the world's weirdest events on BBC Two. It's a classic, this one. Now, Ramesh, Chris, imagine being in the desert and encountering this for the very first time.
Sweeping across the desert floor, engulfing everything in its way.
Her boobs can be massive.
It was just so quick.
Her boobs can be massive.
We've lost him.
Oh my God.
How's it go on that?
The surprise element was breathtaking.
Thank you. Water, please. We're now going to The Chase on ITV. Have you been on The Chase?
No.
If you ever go on it, remember, the answer is never see.
The spring wildflower garlic mustard has what alternative name? A. Jack by the hedge. B. Tom by the tree. C. Dick by the bush.
Wow, this has really escalated.
It's the expectation on that one.
See, Dick by the bush.
Never see, never ever see.
I've never seen you laugh like
that. Oh, mate, it's incredible.
Okay, water, please. Back to the desert again.
Her boobs are amazing because they're like this impending doom.
Okay.
Oh, go on, drill him, mate.
Okay. Now, it's one of our favourites from last week. It's Murder, She Wrote, What a Show, on ITV4. Been repeated so many times over the years. Water, please, lads. Most of the episodes, of course, made in the 80s. But I think we could all learn a thing or two from how they fought crime back then.
So, Jessica, you did real well.
Sure, you solved the murder, sure, but nothing beats that warm all-over feeling you get from nailing another man, right?
Yep. Jessica Fletcher there.
But nothing beats that warm all-over feeling you get from nailing another man.
Okay, now it's time for a classic from The Apprentice on BBC One. You go on You're Fired sometimes, don't you?
Mm-hmm.
To show that. Now, this is from last year. The team have just won their task, and they're celebrating in a traditional Japanese fashion at a sushi masterclass. Now, I don't know what sushi place they're at, but it sounds like a lot of fun.
Hey! I'm ecstatic that we won. When you're celebrating, you need to say kanpai.
This is a wet one.
It's like saying cheers in Japan. Everyone say it together. Kanpai!
Kanpai.
I thought I was going to be better at this.
I did as well, but yeah. I'm enjoying it a lot. Now, water please. Test match special on BBC Five Live. Jonathan Agnew has been given an invite just now on live radio, which, to be honest, I'd find hard to turn down.
I've been invited to the Barmy Army HQ this evening. That'll be a happy affair.
To perform or just to socialise?
I think just to go and say hello. Have a blow on Billy's trumpet.
And let's fast forward to later that evening. Jonathan there. Quick blow. That was weird, wasn't it?
That was kind of weird.
It was really weird.
Have a blow on Billy's trumpet.
Okay. Water, please. Chris. Come on, Chris.
Come on, I'm sorry.
Her boobs can be massive. The biggest ones that I've seen have been a mile tall and 100 miles wide and have winds packing around 60 miles an hour.
Mm. And finally, let's head to the Paralympics on Channel 4. Not that bothered about Team GB cycling, but this is someone's job, yes.
There is no such thing as an individual sport anymore in British sport, and that's why we are doing so well at swimming, we're doing so well at cycling, because every team is a team sport, whether it's the person on the bike or it's the person who oils the cogs.
Okay. And that was today's Innuendo Bingo with Ramesh Ranganathan. Don't forget, Asian Provocateur, BBC Three, tomorrow from 10 a.m. Ramesh, thanks so much for coming on.
Thanks for having me on.
Good bingo today, everyone.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
I won bangers yesterday, guys. Just saying.
You're really gloating. Yesterday and last week, you had a very strong week last week. But, you know, people forget, 3 weeks before that, every week, you were rubbish.
2:40 today, I will win again on bangers. Where are you off tonight?
Well, I'm actually DJing a Freshers' Night for Durham Uni tonight.
But there's a twist.
Love Shack.
Are you going Love Shack?
Yeah, do you know it?
Yeah, I do.
Right, go on. Happy memories.
It's a Love Shack, yes.
Business or pleasure for you?
Business, actually, yeah. Well, a bit of both.
It's never really just business.
No.
But the stress comes before then, because I don't really think we should be talking about this, to be honest, but you're saying we should. So I'm going to go there tonight with my girlfriend's dad.
Right.
Who sort of knows loosely what I do as a job. He probably isn't listening to this right now.
So you're going to a freshers gig with your girlfriend's dad.
So here's the thing. He's based for his work somewhere near Darlington, I'm led to believe. So I think it's like North Allerton.
Yes.
And so he said, right, well, before your Durham gig, then I'll come with you all the way, travelling.
Yeah.
And then what we'll do is I'll take you to a village pub in Darlington, and we're going to have a meal and drinks and stuff like that. Then I'm going to go to the gate. And I'm not really sure how that's going to play out, if he's going to come along.
Now, hang on a second. Have we not talked about him before? Something to do with a head torch?
Yeah, well, I recently talked about how I caught him one night wandering around the house, because we're having to stay at my girlfriend's parents' house at the moment whilst we try and get a bathroom put in, because we haven't got things like toilets in this house.
No, a kitchen or anything. Just a barbecue, that's it.
So we're at my girlfriend's parents' house, and I caught him wandering around the house with a head torch.
At night?
The other night. And it was really suspect, because I don't know why you wouldn't just walk around putting the lights on.
Now, we talked about this on air, and then a load of his mates apparently told him about it, right?
Yeah, so my concern is, we received a text to the show saying that this pub in Darlington had heard about this, had been listening, and that they're all planning on wearing head torches for when he next arrives there.
Oh, my word.
Now, I'm not sure that he knows that I know this.
Right.
So my concern is, we're going to turn up at this village pub tonight.
Yep, and they'll all be having head torches on.
I've heard it's quite farmery round this village pub, and I worry they're all going to be there with head torches.
A village pub in Darlington.
Yeah.
And he won't know anything about it because he doesn't listen to the show.
He won't know, and it's just going to be...
That's going to be weird.
It's just going to be awkward. And we got the train journey up there ourselves anyway.
You're going train with him, are you?
Yeah. Yeah.
Monte Darlo.
We've had some fun nights there.
I spent one of the worst New Year's days of my life there once, in a pub next to the train station. Did I tell you about this before?
It
ended up in
off?
The local paper. It proper kicked off. There were 5 fights in about 2 hours. I was doing a gig the night before in Newcastle on New Year's Eve, and my train just wasn't going anywhere. So I had to get off at Darlington and stay the rest of the day.
Yeah.
Good times. The Scott
Mills Daily. Oh, breaking news here. We've just received a tweet from Rebecca Ferguson, who you were sat next to last night at this awards do you were at.
What, hang on a second. Is it 2010? I just played Jay Martha.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, Rebecca Ferguson. So you ate her pudding, apparently.
I did last night,
That's what you were saying. She left early because she wasn't feeling too good.
I know, bless her, she really wasn't very well. So I was like, you go home, and I didn't say it at the time, but I'll eat your pudding.
She just tweeted saying, word on the street is a certain Scott Mills, Chris Stark, ate my flu-infested chocky pud last night. How are you feeling today, Scotty?
I feel all right. Now, to me, it didn't look touched, Fergo. So are you saying that you had a little bit before and maybe that I'm going to be ill quite soon?
I think she breathed all over it.
Oh, awesome.
This is Scott Mills.
BBC Radio 1.
It's not that time I ate Bruno Mars potatoes. Do you remember that at the Brits?
You always want to eat other people's food at these kind of events.
I didn't realise it was his... actually, I was in the wrong seat. And then he comes and sits down.
That's nonsense. You knew exactly what you were doing.
I did not. And he was like, dude, whatever he says, that's my seat. And then I'd already had half of his potatoes. He probably wasn't going to eat the carbs anyway. Hi, Jack.
Hi there. How's it going?
I'm all right, Jack. Are you 26 and from Oxford?
I am 26 and I'm from Oxford.
And you're the gardener, right?
Yes, I am the gardener.
Hot job.
The gardener.
I'd like to do it shirtless, you know, improve the customer service, but I'm not allowed to.
I see what you mean. Okay. Would you like to become one of those TV gardeners, like a celebrity gardener, or is it not your thing?
Oh, that'd be good, yeah, that would be good, yeah.
So you don't do it shirtless, just to check?
No, I don't. It would be a good touch, though.
It would.
Wow. Yeah, that's
I think if you've got
phrase,
the right clientele, that'd be a good money earner.
You're imagining, Scott, what you're imagining is, like, shirt off, slow-mo as well. But it's...
You don't know that, you can't see inside my mind.
Call Me Maybe, the video for that.
Yeah, that's exactly it.
You look like him, do you?
Yeah. Yeah, I do. Yeah, it's radio. Of course I do.
Who do you normally side with on bangers?
It used to be, I'm going to say this, it used to be Chris, but recently Chris, it must be sad, emotional, something might not be right with his girlfriend. he's been choosing all these melty songs. He's been lighting candles in his room.
No.
You know all that.
Do you know, he's all well and good with his girlfriend. I spoke to her earlier.
Did you?
Oh, did you?
Did you?
Yeah, it's
all
good.
She's not messaged me today.
All right. No, she's fine.
Why does that always
she's
happen?
Fine. Anyway, here's what I've got for you today.
Oh, French.
Off of France, Stromae, Allons Dance. What's going on?
All right.
Yeah, all right.
I don't know if I've ever heard that before.
Yeah, you have.
A bit weird.
It's one of your favourite songs.
All right. Well, you could have
banger.
This, Jack. Or he's back. This is a banger, Jack. You could have this. Yes, Wiz Khalifa, Black and Yellow.
Ooh.
Super Bowl memories.
So who's winning right now?
Well, it's only Tuesday, Jack.
Scott's winning 1-0. He won last week, and then everyone's forgotten that three consecutive weeks before that, I was sort of beating him 4-1, 5-0, 4-1, those kind of scores.
You was on a roll, wasn't
yeah,
you,
man.
Chris?
Yeah.
So well, it's your
that
choice, really.
That black and yellow tune is quite a good tune, isn't it?
Yeah, don't think it's not. It's good. It's really good.
It's your choice, Stromae or Burj Khalifa?
Oh, got an incoming call.
Do you want to take that
sorry
first
to keep you.
And get back to us or what?
Yeah, we could take that.
No.
I'm going to go with Scott today.
Yes.
You're joking. Are you having words with him before? This is so weird.
What? What's weird? You just chose my song, what's weird? Someone says, did you really just censor a French swear word on Radio 1? They don't censor our ones. No, they really don't. Imagine my surprise when I was on holiday in France recently.
So strange. I don't know what's going on. Look at this. I mean, we're getting hundreds of texts and tweets right now.
That's great.
Just confused at what just happened.
It was a Laurent Dance from at Belgium, but in French, by Stromae.
Tom in Wakefield. In the words of Judge Rinder, this stinks like a fart in a lift. Churston was robbed. I assume that's Chris, but typo.
Churston. You and that gardener are in it together, says someone. What do you mean?
Well, because everything about that call, it was so strange that he picked you.
I wasn't expecting it, to be honest.
I like this text. This guy, I assume they mean Stromae, should collab with Christine and the Queens for maximum French.
Oh, yeah. Not enough French around, I don't think. That was Stromae, A Laurent Dance, and that makes it 2-1 to me on the bangers.
Strange.
You just can't get your head around it. Look at you. Okay. The Scott Mills Daily. Hello, who's this?
Hi there, this is Joe, and I wanted to ask you guys if my job is a hot job.
Whoa.
Straight
okay.
in.
Hi, Joe, you okay?
I'm very well, thank you.
So you're just calling us to ask if your job is hot or not?
So I think my job is a relatively hot job, and my colleague is in a slight disagreement to me. So I am an environmental health officer, which basically means...
Not a hot job.
No. Oh, no.
Well,
what?
No, straight up. When you say it like that, for me, I don't know.
Straight down.
It sounds like there's too many rules going
right.
on. But maybe if you describe it a bit more.
Let me explain. I go into restaurants, takeaways, and food businesses, and to check whether they're nice and clean for when you guys go and eat there.
Are you the one that has to put the sticker on the window?
I am
between
the
one and five.
The sticker.
Oh, no, that's quite hot.
Yeah, that's hot job now.
Fabulous.
Complete turnaround there.
Yes, okay, well, that's good, because that's what I was hoping for. So essentially I go in, I have a look around, see whether it's nice and clean. If it's clean, I give them a good rating. If it's not, then I'll probably give them a bad rating.
And do you get to try all the food?
No, I generally don't try the food because most of the time you go and you see and you don't want to try it. Even
really?
If yes.
What, like you wouldn't want to eat there?
No. Some places they offer, but it's pretty much, no, you're right, thanks. I've just seen your kitchen.
It's not five stars with you, is it? It's like five circles.
It's 0 to 5, but we kind of...
I love that you know this.
Yeah, I do. I do always notice it because, especially the 5-rated places, love to show it off.
Oh, of course.
But then the like 0 or 1s, they sort of put it in the bottom corner of the window.
Sometimes they don't even display it, which is not mandatory. So that's probably why you wouldn't see them everywhere.
If you are in a good place, though, do you sample the food?
We're not really allowed to, in case it comes off as a bribe. So,
okay.
Unfortunately,
that's not
no.
a bribe. I suppose it is, actually. If the food's well nice, yeah, you're more likely to rate it higher. They're like, here's some lobster.
Exactly. But no, so I don't taste the food. I just look at the way it's prepared and handled.
Oh, you must be a nightmare, mate. Like, in terms of, do you find you take your job home with you?
I can do. I think ignorance is bliss. If I don't look at it when I go to somewhere to eat, then I don't have that problem. But quite often, it's always the opposite. It's always people that I'm with will go, oh, what's the rating? What's the rating?
Oh,
and I
no.
will be like, I'm not bothered. I'll just eat anywhere,
yeah,
providing I've not been there.
I'd love you to come and like rate our houses. That'd be awesome.
No circles.
I'd like to display the circles outside my window. What's yep. the grimiest thing you've ever seen?
So general dirt and grime is grimy enough, but obviously things like rats or mice infestations, insect infestations.
Have you seen that?
Yeah, it's grim.
Oh, don't name the restaurant.
In restaurants?
What foods?
It can be any type of premises. There's really no rhyme or reason to where you'd find a rat and where you would find loads of cockroaches.
Oh my god, but you've seen that in kitchens?
Oh yeah.
Oh, that is awful.
Oh, no.
I never want to eat out again.
And so what happens? Do they walk round with you and you're like, oh, there's a rat? it must be so awkward.
If that is the case, it's sort of, okay, right, let's just stop a minute and take a step back. You can't be operating. You've got a rat running around your kitchen.
I love this.
Wow.
This is so cool. This is like when Gordon Ramsay goes and visits restaurants on that show, Kitchen Nightmares.
Yes.
And there's always that part of the show where he wanders around the fridge, takes stuff up, throws it on the floor. What are you doing? Look at this. Like, smell it.
That's you.
That's kind of it, yeah, essentially.
Wow. Right, so, I've had a complete turnaround. You've got a hot job.
Oh, fabulous.
That's awesome. What a job.
That's what I like to hear.
Is it really hard to get 5 on the scoring?
In all honesty, no, I don't think so. But it does depend on, like, if you have an old kitchen, it might be difficult to make sure that you've got things in place to be nice and clean and tidy. But obviously some premises are like a science lab. They're so clean and clinical that it's just pretty much straight 5. They can be pretty easily done. But I don't think it's difficult. Maybe I'm biased.
Let me ask you a question, right?
Yeah.
You know all Michelin star restaurants, do they all get 5?
No.
They don't?
No. What? Not all of them, no.
So you can have a Michelin star restaurant which has all the stars, nicest food, right?
Yeah, nicest food, but
dotty place.
Exactly. Just because the quality of food to you tastes good doesn't mean it's been handled hygienically.
Wow.
That's something to think about.
What a good job.
Where are you rating today?
Today's boring. Today's just the kids' club. Nothing special. Yeah, sorry. That's not so hot job, eh?
Do you get to meet some celebrity chefs?
I haven't, but it depends on where you work. So, potentially, yes, you could.
Yeah. So good.
Yeah, I've got a complete turnaround on this.
Why was your colleague thinking it wasn't hot?
Well, I think because potentially it is quite dirty some places, and you are on your hands and knees looking under equipment. It's all greasy and just general filth in some places, but I actually think it's quite interesting.
Yeah,
because you never know what's behind the scenes. So you may go to a restaurant and think, oh, this is nice, quite pricey, classy, but I've been into places like that and most of their dishes are just from jarred sauces.
Wow.
So you have no idea, because you don't know, and I do.
But we do know if we look at the rating at the front.
That is a good indication.
We know that it's got your seal of approval.
That has got my seal of approval if it is a good rating.
Yeah, that's why it's hot. You've got the power.
Yep. Never thought of it like that. It's all down to the business.
If anyone else needs to know if they've got a hot job, by the way, just get in touch with us. We'll sort it out for you.
Great. Okay. So thank you.
Joanna, good to speak to you.
Yes, lovely to speak to you. Have a nice day.
Love you, bye.
Love you, bye.
Most people agree that is a hot job, apart from all the chefs that are listening at the moment. Worst nightmare ever. The Scott Mills Daily. He's the only man at One Extra who stands in front of the microwave and shouts, "Hurry, it's Charlie Sloth."
Inside the premises. Don't be my nemesis.
Good rhyme.
I like that.
Inside.
Premises. Inside. Enter.
Huh? Yeah.
Mystique there, of course. Hi, how are you?
I'm well, thank you. How are you?
Oh, yeah, I still got your echo on there, babes. Yeah, I'm good. Yeah, yeah. What's going on?
Same old, just trying to take over the world one step at a time.
I know, and you're managing it, though.
I'm getting there.
One Extra Live sounded good.
Merting.
Was it?
It was absolutely sick.
Did you party like it was 1999?
Yeah.
But do you, I mean, do you get a sort of fresh as flu kind of thing after that kind of night? Because it's such a massive event.
Yeah.
Got all that, have you?
Got it out of me. I'm all partied out.
Are you?
Yeah.
Are you done? Nice.
I'm done for a few days.
A few days?
Yeah. I've got a few days respite now. So I'm just kicking back, chilling.
And what do you do to chill? I mean, what do you do when you're back at, you know, your mansion? What?
Well, to be fair, when I say chilling, I'm still working. I've got studio sessions booked every night this week.
Don't do that. What I'm saying is relax. You need to take time out. You need to discover a hobby. You need to get into pottery. You need to do something different.
Me and him are trying to do a different thing every week now.
Okay. We've had a real pep talk with it because what we're saying is we keep doing the same thing and actually... Do you know what we need to do to stay fresh and to keep things that spark? Mm. We need to do new things constantly.
Yeah.
Try new things.
Thursday night we're doing something we've never done together before.
What are you doing?
Spa.
You've been on loads of spas together.
Not to get...
We have done before.
You have done loads. No,
probably not a nice one.
No.
Oh, well, no. Which is what where are you going? Is there a really nice one?
My mate, we went to one in Cavos before.
Really? Yeah. It's a bit ropey.
It all got awkward.
There's a really dodgy spa place in Cavos.
That's right.
Just in front of the beach. Were.
That's it. That's
the one. Oh, my God.
By that hotel.
Here's today's... Yeah. Here's today's Real or No Real.
US rapper Snoop Dogg has confirmed that he will duet with Honey G if she makes the X Factor final.
Now, Charlie, you said Honey G was the, you know, like...
The real deal.
Real deal.
No, but not the real deal. Wait, you're putting words into my mouth. When did I say that? She said that in an interview with me.
You said you thought it
wasn't. I thought you'd been hanging out with her for years.
It's not an act. It's not an act.
But then there's all this stuff coming out this week saying that she's well into, like, I know
she's
being into
posh.
Tennis isn't a sort of, like, indicator of much.
Imagine that, a rapper that likes tennis.
Yeah, I mean, no, but you know what I mean? Like, it's... A different, like the real person behind the glasses.
No, she's a rapper. I showed you guys the video, didn't I?
I know.
From like three or four years ago. She's got several records out from like 3 or 4 years ago.
And you've been hanging out with her in hip hop clubs for years.
I've actually
never met her before.
Next time you see her, can you maybe do it yourself? Wipe her glasses. I'm fed up with those fingerprints on them glasses.
Yeah, I'll do that for you, mate.
So is it an act?
Can someone tell me? Is it an act?
It's not an act. I just told you it's not an act.
She's very serious
about her music career.
Okay.
What are you saying?
I don't think it's an act either.
It's really not an act.
Do you honestly don't?
No. I think she'd be better positioned to understand that it should be an act. She should be a parody of herself. She'll clear up. She'll make so much money.
Do you think?
Yeah.
But
someone needs to tell her. She needs a good manager to say, look, no one's really taking you seriously as an artist.
Doesn't matter, a parody of yourself.
It
doesn't matter because it's the same reaction either way. She was the biggest performance on that show, wasn't she?
Mm. Yeah.
So she gets
the loudest cheers.
So keen to get her on Indie Bingo. Mean. So keen.
Oh, you should do that.
And I'll wipe her glasses myself.
She'd love to do that show.
Anyway, so is Snoop Dogg going to duet with Honey G if she makes the final, real or no real?
Now, I know several big artists from the States did show their support last week.
No, they didn't.
They did. They really did.
That's what I mean. It's going to put you in a position, Charlie, where
really
if they're
did.
All supporting her,
it doesn't mean
you're going to have
her.
To get a fire in the booth.
Fire in the booth's going to
be on. Well, we've actually got a brand new single that we're going to be playing on the show today as part of Gas or Trash. So Gas or Trash, what happens is people send in the records.
Yeah.
We select 3 judges who get to decide whether the records are gas or trash. And
one
of the records today...
Factor going on.
It's... Yeah, kind of like that.
Snoop Dogg, real or no real, with Honey G.
I think what Charlie was saying was right. He's real. They're all sort of supporting her.
They are. It's real.
That one is real.
Oh, wow. In a recent interview, Snoop said, I will drop whatever I have to give them an X Factor exclusive and a duet with Honey G.
Mad ting.
On the final.
Mad ting.
Does he realise? No, he doesn't realise either.
He ain't clocked. He thinks it's a British thing. He's like, man, that's so British.
Yeah. And next,
Madame Tussauds has unveiled its next generation of waxworks. The latest Justin Bieber model actually sweats and cries real tears.
That's brilliant.
I thought that about Madame Tussauds for a while, you know. Surely that's the future. The ones that move a little bit. Because being in there as well, they are really accurate. A lot of these, mostly they're really good, aren't they?
Yeah.
But it would be even better if, as you're walking past, they sort of, I don't know, put an arm around you.
Hello.
Or just lean in front of your face. Like,
it's a bit more interactive.
No, yeah. I'm not talking about big movements, you know. I'm not talking like breakdancing or anything. I just mean like, just a hand up.
A hand, a little wink. So, smile, cheeky finger, smile.
I'm enjoying the fact that Justin Bieber might sweat and cry real tears in the latest one, though.
Well, why would they make Justin cry?
I don't know. So his sensitive side.
Yeah.
He's on tonight in that London.
Is he? Are you going?
Do you reckon his...
No, I'm not going.
Busy.
The great thing about Bieber waxwork, a next generation Bieber waxwork, because I assume they have to keep updating him because he's a popular guy, right? Is now he's into his disguise again, isn't he? With the sort of drawn of... It must be dead easy. They can get any old doll that they're not using anymore, any old waxwork, just draw a comedy moustache over him and just claim his picture in disguise.
I think they should do a Scott and Chris waxwork at Melon Two Swords. That would be sick.
Not famous enough.
What about Charlie Sloth?
Not yet.
Quite a lot of wax.
I knew you was going to go over that. So predictable. I lined you up for that.
Would your sweat, do you think?
That's rude. I mean, why are we going down this path?
Justin Bieber, latest waxwork, sweats and cries, real or no real?
No real.
No real.
That one is no real.
Made up, I'm afraid, but the Madame Tussauds in London do... Well, they've just borrowed a Justin Bieber waxwork from Las Vegas that it looks like it's sweating. It's a bit weird.
Looking at a picture of it. Why does it look like it's sweating?
And finally,
for £40,000 per night, you can hire the entire country of Liechtenstein.
That is sick.
Mate, this is exactly up your street.
That is sick.
Imagine the kind of party you'd have there, eh?
Imagine that.
That's a Charlie Sloth budget as well.
We should chip in and throw a party there for New Year's.
Imagine
having the whole country.
40k, and you can have the whole country.
And sending an invite out. Hi, I've hired out the whole country for the evening. Will you be attending? RSVP.
Oh, I wonder what you get for
location,
it.
Location, Liechtenstein.
Where is that?
It sounds German.
So hang on, if you get the whole place, does everyone have to leave there?
Airbnb?
Yeah. You can't, otherwise you're just travelling to Liechtenstein for a lot of money. You're not really having it to yourself, are you?
That's a good question. How does the ownership work?
Yeah.
What are you entitled to?
Yeah.
Can you go to their palace and...
Do anything?
Anything you want.
You own it all.
Go to the banks and...
I mean, if we all saved up...
Do anything.
Well, you wouldn't have to save.
You don't have to save.
No, you don't have to save.
It's like a nice work for you, man.
Whatever.
It's like one night in the club for Millsy.
£40,000. We can all go to Liechtenstein and hire the entire country.
We should do that. New Year's Eve and just take the country over. Have it for 2 days. Do you reckon they'll get a discount if we've done 2 days?
Bog off.
No, not New Year's. Honestly, New Year's Eve, everything's three times as much. So this won't be 40 grand on New Year's Eve.
Okay, well, we'll do it another time. Real or no real, entire country of Liechtenstein for 40 grand a night.
Oh, it's a lot of money, right? 40 grand's a lot of money, but it doesn't seem that much to get a whole country. So I'm going to say no real.
I can see this happening. I can see this being real. I can see them being in a little bit of trouble financially. They're thinking, how can we get a couple quid in? Let's rent the country out. Real.
That one is real.
Done now.
Yeah.
What that?
But you do have to book for a minimum of 2 nights. But if you decide to hire Liechtenstein, you will have the entire run of the land and use of the country's police. And as the new temporary owner... You will be presented with a symbolic key to the country in a ceremony at the state parliament.
Oh, use of the police.
We need to do this.
But,
we need to do this.
Hang on a second. The 30,000 people that live there are allowed to stay.
I'm not mad at that.
Whatever. No? You've got run of the police and everything.
Yeah, yeah. I would charge everyone £2 to live in the country for that night, get my money back and a little bit of profit.
Yes, always thinking. At the end of that round of real or no real.
I got 20, Charlie got 30.
I'm the man. Yeah. Don't know.
Liechtenstein then, is it?
Yes.
When are we doing it next year?
I reckon we should do it this year.
What's on your show on One Extra in about 7 minutes?
Madden, you're not going to believe it. This is going to change everything. It's going to change broadcasting forever.
Oh, what, just on a random Tuesday on One Extra, yeah?
No. I have got a presidential debate on my show today.
I knew you were going to go presidential.
Trust me.
Oh, is it?
I got Donald and Hillary coming in. They're going to
wheel them out.
Back to back. Finally, why are you wheeling me out, man?
Back to back.
Back to back in the booth. Why are you wheeling me out?
It's out. The Scott Mills Daily. We're back tomorrow from 1 on BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills. BBC Radio 1.